Good morning, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is March 24th, 2024. Something told me to do this podcast today. I'm not really sure why. I haven't done one in a little bit, but someone who's going to listen to this needs to hear what I have to say. As we're picking up pieces of the past, or throwing out pieces of the past, whichever one you do, as you're going on your new journey, just remember to stay connected with what you need. Now, obviously, if you're moving on to something different, you can delete that portion of the past that does not help you at all. If you're breaking up with somebody, then you can delete what you felt for that person and, you know, hold on to the good memories, but try to forget the bad, because that is what is a problem. We are all created by emotions, and I don't care what you do for work, what you do for school, or what you do with friends. I don't care what. There isn't one person out there that does not have emotions. It could be bad. It could be good. It could be always laughing all the time. It could be crying all the time. Some people, even though they don't tell you, things hurt. And they hurt bad. But everybody walks around. Well, a lot of people walk around. I shouldn't say everybody. But some people walk around with blinders on, meaning that, or like maybe a facade. They walk around and people hold them in this high esteem when in reality they're crushed inside. That is not good at all. Because if you're feeling crushed inside and you feel like you can't talk to somebody, you have to try to relay it to somebody. Because whether it be a doctor or a counselor, or some random person on the street. Because if you're crushed inside, it'll stay with you. And it will stay with you. And you will have to find a way to get through it. But honestly, you have to find a way to get through it. You cannot stay crushed inside and think you're going to continue on with life the way you've been dealing with it. Because it won't work. I'm going to tell you something funny. Yesterday I had a conversation with somebody who I went to college with at Lesley University. Somebody I hold in a very high esteem. And it brought back a memory to me about emotions. And I'm going to tell you what this one was. So we were going to school to be teachers. And this particular class was environmental science. One of my first environmental science classes. And believe it or not, they asked us to get a rock and to tell our students, or ask our students, I shouldn't say tell, ask our students, if this rock was to become human, what would you give this rock? They said we would give him laughter. We would give, sorry, not him, it. We would give it laughter. We would give it sadness. We would give it happy. We would give it hungry. We would give it, you know, all these different emotions, right? So, that being said, I don't care how strong you are, you feel. Everybody feels. Some people feel with their heart on their sleeve. Some people feel without saying a word. Either way, you have to know when to let go. You have to know when you need to talk to somebody. You cannot go through life feeling bad and putting on a facade that your life is so awesome. You really do need to talk to somebody. I'll tell you a story about me. I never cried. Ever since I turned 40, I can't freaking stop. Now in my 50s, not so much. But honestly, you go through these phases. All of a sudden, reality hits and you're like, oh, dear Lord. What did I do? You know what I mean? Like, what happened? Or why am I feeling like this, right? And it's emotions that I had held in for so long, because I went through life just on a constant. I was like a hamster on a wheel, just spinning, 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 right? All the time, right? I went from this activity to this activity to this activity to that activity to school to work to school. I mean, it was constant. But when you're not doing those activities, that's when all of a sudden, for some dumb reason, that's when all these emotions start to creep up. Is it okay to have emotions? Yeah. Does everybody have it? Yeah. Should you listen to it? Yeah. So I'm just telling you, please stay in touch with your emotions. And if you can't handle everything at once, that is perfectly fine. Because sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it is way too much for people to handle. Even mine. I had a friend one night call me, and she was like, I am in so much pain because I'm so depressed. She said, I had no idea that feelings could create me to have this kind of pain. I said, oh yeah, it can. And you want to know what? Having said what I just said too, on a medical note, not that I'm a doctor or anything, because I'm not by far, but honestly, sometimes your pain gets trapped. I knew somebody else that told me they were going to some kind of therapist that was also a reflexologist, that was also a therapist, right? And what they did was they would do a massage and then they would go to the pain, but then they would also say, did something dramatic happen in your life? And then once she started saying that, they were like, bingo, that's what your pain is. You didn't bang it. You didn't break it. You didn't hurt it. It's the pain trapped. It gets trapped in a certain area in your body. You can look this up. I don't even know what it's called, but I know that this actually happened to two different people, probably even me. I mean, I go through pain every day of my life, but whatever. But I ignore it as much as I can. But as far as my, like, feelings, I'm so in tunes. Sometimes I wish I couldn't be in tunes, but I am. Like, I feel things that most people don't, only because of who I am and what I do. But I'm telling you, sometimes it's bad, but please, if you ever feel like you need to talk to somebody, find your closest person and just talk. Because that's what you need. You need to talk. You need to release the stress. You need to get it out there. And again, if you can't talk to anybody, find a counselor. Find a therapist. Talk to your doctor. Tell them what you're feeling. Because it's no good to keep this stuff inside. This is Cheryl A. Nocera signing off. If you ever want to ask me a question, you can email me at lucky7158@aol.com. You can send me a Facebook request. Cheryl A. Nocera. I'm the one that doesn't have a picture. I know. Can you imagine there's two of me? I can't. Although the other one's pretty successful. I don't know what happened to me. But anyway, moving on. And you could just even message me on this. I hope you have an amazing day. And I hope you do listen to this podcast. Have a great day. I will talk to you next week. Bye.